Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Pitlock moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Pitlock moves to third. Heath moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Pitlock scores. Heath moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Heath scores. Chapman moves to third. Trosky moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and has Campbell trapped. There's the throw to Hefner who tags Campbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to third. Berardino moves to second. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Glenn scores. Berardino moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's 3-2, Indians. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Webb fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. 1 out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb bunts in front of the plate. Glenn fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. Grimes moves to second. 1 out. Odell Hale pinch hits for Mel Harder. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Milner now pitching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag strikes out. 1 out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Glenn strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Roy Weatherly pinch runs for Bruce Campbell. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weatherly moves to second. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball four. Weatherly moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing right field. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky catches it and steps on first to double up Hefner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Whitehead now pitching. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Gallagher moves to second. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 3 in the game. Hogue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Glenn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.